Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who follow the Lord understand completely. The Bible has a great deal to say about justice. The reason for that is clear. God is a God of justice, so he wants us to share his passion. The writer of Proverbs is characteristically blunt on the subject. Evil people, he claims, just don't get it. They don't mind bending or breaking the rules because they're only concerned about their own selfish interests. They aren't bothered if there's no justice in the world, so long as they get what they want. It should be a completely different story for those who follow the Lord. Justice should be so important to us as Christians that we devote our lives to acting justly and encouraging others to do the same, however difficult it may be. Our society looks very different from that of the writer of Proverbs, but it has always been the case that the weak and marginalised are most likely to be denied justice. The elderly, the disabled, the uneducated, the poor, immigrants and refugees. They're often the ones who are least able to argue their case and to find justice. Fighting injustice is hard work, but it's part of our calling as Christians. We dare not leave it to an enthusiastic minority, but so often that's just what happens. It's the business of every Christian to stand up for those who are vulnerable and weak. In his letter, James was very keen to identify what true religion looked like. He had no time for people who didn't turn their faith into action. He said this, "Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means looking after orphans and widows in their distress." I don't know what this will mean for you, but there's no question that God looks to each of us to stand with him in the fight for justice. So let me ask you a question. In what way do you need to work for justice in your own community? And now let me pray with you. God of justice, forgive us for our selfishness, for the times when we have overlooked the needs of others. Open our eyes to the ways in which we can help to bring justice to those in need. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.